Now some numbers. State health officials say there are now more than 1,800 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the state. 129 of them are in Worcester County. And researchers at Columbia University say the number could hit 20,000 by August 1st in Worcester County. For more, we're joined by Dr. Michael Hirsch, medical director of the City of Worcester's Division of Public Health and a professor of surgery at UMass Medical School. Dr. Hirsch, thanks for joining us on WBUR's Morning Edition today.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a great honor. Thank you.
20,000 cases, that's a huge number, but we should underscore that that number is the projected best-case scenario, and it could go much higher in Worcester County if the virus isn't curbed. So, Doctor, how are you in Worcester getting your heads around the challenge?
Well, you know, we're fortunate. I think, unlike New York City and Los Angeles, I mean, we are kind of, I'm hoping anyway, and I think our city fathers are as well, the right size city. You know, we're about 200,000 population. We have two great medical systems here. We have a medical school here. We have two wonderful community health centers here. We have a mayor in Mayor Petty and a city manager in Ed Augustus who really got on top of this issue much before the national crew did, and working very much in concert with the Mass Department of Public Health and Governor Baker. And I think hats off to our Lieutenant Governor, Karen Pulido, who is a native of Shrewsbury, which is one of our suburbs. We have been on the forefront of preparing our community for the worst.
Well, let me interrupt there and ask you this question. What about hospital beds? What's the availability and what's the plan when cases exceed capacity?
So we have, thus far, we're only using about 40% of our ICU capability in both the hospitals here in the city. I have a weekly call to confirm that with hospital leadership. And what we've done, obviously, is we've stopped elective surgery, we've stopped clinic activity, and we're using a lot of the unused space, clinic space and inpatient space, to convert to step-down areas where we expect, unfortunately, that when the wave crashes on the shore, that we will be able to convert that into ICU space. We have obviously concerns about ventilators and PPE and all of the things that you hear about in New York City that are so critically lacking. But we are stockpiling as much as we possibly can. We've had some amazing contributions from local manufacturers. We have a company out in Spencer, which is a suburb of Worcester, called Flexcon, which is making plastic material for face shields that we've been able to laser cut to make more supply of that. We obviously need as much of the test kits as any community does, and that's been one of our shortfalls. But we also learned this week that Governor Baker has designated our local convention center, the DCU Center, as a place where the Army Corps of Engineers is going to build a field hospital for overflow.
Right. So let me ask. We only have about Doctor. We only have about less than a minute left. Let me ask you: are preparations underway in the DCU Center now?
The walkthrough just happened on Wednesday. The Army Corps of Engineers is working on a plan, and our hope is that within the next week or so, they'll unveil the plan and we'll get working. I'm not sure we can accomplish what the Wuhan community did in building a hospital in a week, but I have every confidence that these folks are so expert, and we have a lot of wonderful construction people here eager to help, that we could make that conversion happen pretty quick.
Okay, Dr. Michael Hirsch, got to leave it there, medical director of the City of Worcester's Division of Public Health, professor of surgery at the UMass Medical School in Worcester. Dr. Hirsch, thanks a lot.
Thanks so much, Bob. It's a pleasure being with you.